Happy Saturday. Welcome into Wager Talk's Last Call. I'm Megan Payton. Thank you for being patient with us as we figure out some technology issues. This is going to be a great show. It's going to be madness over here, just like it's been in March Madness. The madness continues to make everyone go crazy. My bracket's completely destroyed. I had Alabama winning. I don't know how you guys are doing, but I'm not doing too hot. So I need the panel to come in here, give me some last minute bets. But this show, Last Call, is all about you. It's all about the questions that you have for our handicappers. I'm merely just going to facilitate it, the talking head that helps direct the questions that you have. It's all about YouTube Live. So head over to the chat right now. We have four amazing cappers joining us today to break down college basketball, NBA. We're going to talk some UFC, plenty of action. So head over, get your questions in. Tell us what bets you're leaning on this evening. Let's talk March Madness. It's been crazy. There are no one seeds left. All four one seeds have been eliminated. San Diego State upsets Alabama. Miami upsets Houston. This has been crazy, and I'm all here for it. The teams that can score are the ones that remain. They've got good guard play. They've got experience. They're physical, and this is what we love to see in March. Let's bring on our very first handicapper for today's show, Brian Power, here to break down college basketball. Brian, you've been doing great this week. You have a 3-for-1 all-access pass. Explain to the audience where and what that is and how they can find it.
Yeah, Megan, thanks for having me on. It's a great deal. Many people have taken advantage of it. Bottom line is this: last summer, I came on board here at wagertalk.com along with Ben Burns and Jazz Ray. All three of us came over from covers experts. And now, for the first time ever, you can get all of our picks, all three of us, for just $59. That's three for the price of one, like you said. So one all-access pass for 3 days, normally $59. In this instance, you can get all three of our plays for 3 days for just $59. I would implore everyone here to take advantage, as you could, of course, get both days of the Elite Eight and Monday as well.
We have two games on the slate for tonight. These teams look to make it to the Final Four. Before we break down a game that you're eyeing, how's your bracket doing after all this madness?
Well, the bracket obviously isn't doing so great after last night. I had Houston and Alabama in my Final Four. But the good thing is, in our line of work, you know, you're not just beholden to a bracket. You know, it's new games every day. And you know, I'm looking forward to these two games here we've got, because I think, as the odds makers are indicating, two very difficult games to break down. Should be two very competitive matchups, I think, here on Saturday.
Absolutely, Brian. You're looking at UConn versus Gonzaga, tip off at 8:45 Eastern. UConn about a -2.5 favorite, totals at 153.5. These two teams play great transition offense. UConn has the best efficiency since February 1st. Now, where is their Achilles heel? What do they have to deal with? They've got to deal with Gonzaga's Drew Timmy, who's averaging 28 points, 9 rebounds in the tournament. This is going to be a close one. How are you approaching it?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. And if you would have watched these games, you're probably going to be shocked by this. But shot quality data, if you're into that sort of thing, suggests that UConn actually should have lost each of its last two games. Quick note, that's also the same for today's other favorite, Kansas State. And the key for UConn against both Arkansas and St. Mary's is they shot the lights out, 54%, 57% from the field. And it's not like Gonzaga is known for its defense. So if you're a UConn fan, you're probably feeling pretty good about the offense heading into this one tonight. But the Zags defense, as we saw, Megan, on Thursday night, might be a little bit different, might be a little better, pardon me, than it's given credit for. UCLA goes ice cold in the second half. They fail to make a basket for an 11-minute stretch. That certainly decided that game. I'm not saying that's going to happen again here with UConn by any means, but you got to wonder, when you take a look at the defensive efficiency rating for Gonzaga, I believe it's 77th right now over at KenPom, is some of that due to disinterest in the regular season? How much do you give defensively on a Thursday night when you're facing the likes of Pacific or Pepperdine or Santa Clara? And you can just outscore these teams on any given night. You can have your way at the offensive end. I made this number UConn -1, so I think it's trending in the wrong direction. UConn is the new number one over at KenPom. I know a lot of people are going to see that this morning. And so maybe it's the proverbial sell high spot on the Huskies. And remember, Gonzaga, each of the last two games, they've fallen into a double-digit hole and still won, obviously, because they're still playing. If they can avoid that early hole here, I think they move on to the Final Four. I think there's something to be said, Megan, about Gonzaga this year not having that number one seed attached to their name. How many times in the last couple of years have the Zags let us down in that number one seed role? Well, here, I think the pressure's off as a three seed. Shot quality data said nothing phony about either of their last two wins, despite those double-digit deficits. I'm seeing some threes pop up on the Wager Talk odds screen as we speak. I would take the points here with Gonzaga against UConn.
The stakes could not be higher for these two teams looking to get a push to the Final Four. They are no stranger to each other. Lots of history between Gonzaga and UConn. Let's head over to the YouTube live chat. M. Schaefer, what does everyone think of the FanDuel boost? All teams today over 65. Ooh, that's a fun one.
I never would want to bet every team to go over its team total. No, I had an over last night, full disclosure, on Xavier in Texas that cashed, but I typically am an under player. I can't get behind four teams in an Elite Eight, you know, all having better than expected offensive performances.
All right, do we agree with Luke here? FAU is a top five team in the country. I'd say top 15, 20, maybe top five. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, okay, were they underseeded at number nine? Yes, that's very obvious. I don't think they're a top five team in the country now, obviously. You know, you can't say that they're not top eight, I guess, if they're still playing. I agree with you, Megan, what you said, top 17. I think that's what they're at KenPom right now. Interesting. Yeah. They are rated in those ratings above Kansas State. Yeah, they were obviously underseeded. FAU and Conference USA, I talked about it on Wednesday on the Happy Hour Tip-Off Show. Conference USA is doing great, not just in this tournament, but the NIT as well with North Texas and UAB.
Brian, what's nice about March Madness is that you don't have to be consistent. The consistent teams aren't necessarily in this tournament right now. It's the teams that are able to match up well against whoever they're playing and win in any given day. This is like any given Sunday, but the March Madness edition. All right, Nick says, does the energy Gonzaga put into coming back matter at all? Put into coming back. All right, got it. Does Gonzaga's energy into how they can rebound and come back after being down, is that going to affect them today against UConn?
So that was a really interesting second half. Like, I almost thought Gonzaga played like a rope-a-dope against UCLA in the first half, where they let UCLA, who had the short bench, burn themselves out in the first half. I think that's why UCLA went scoreless. You know, they were obviously playing shorthanded. Gonzaga, even though they fell behind, got UCLA to play faster than they wanted to. And UCLA just had nothing left in the tank down the stretch, obviously until they took the lead briefly there. But no, I don't think that's a concern, actually, with Gonzaga. This is a team that wants to play fast, and they're going to play fast.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch these two teams. Brian, before we let you go, as far as futures, I know I've asked you this probably every time you've come on because I love to just find a way to dabble into it. Is there anyone that you're eyeing to win the whole thing?
Well, it's funny. We're talking about this UConn-Gonzaga game. I've seen a lot of chatter online that people are calling this almost a de facto national title game. So if you have a strong opinion on this matchup, it's probably good to bet now because whoever wins is going to see their odds drop, I think, rather dramatically. So I think the winner of this game is going to be the favorite to win the national championship. Over on the other side of the bracket, I would lean Creighton right now. I think Creighton might be the best of those four teams on the other side. So, I think it boils down to UConn and Gonzaga, though, right now. You're getting a good price on them as of 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. And obviously,
Ryan,
I like Gonzaga, so
man,
do with that what you will.
Hey, take a look at them futures potentially. Brian Power, we appreciate you joining us here at Wager Talk Last Call. Always great to have you. 3-for-1 all access pass up at Wager Talk. Don't miss it. Brian, we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Next up, we're going to have Drew Martin joining us. Right now, I'm looking at some odds that are more important than the March Madness odds. The odds are -350. Drew Martin with the backwards hat. Are we taking it? Or are we not? I might pass. Maybe a little sideways. Drew Martin here to break down some college basketball. Reminder, get in the comments, ask your questions. I'd love everyone to go in right now and say who they have for the two games up on the slate, who's making it to the Final Four this evening. Drew Martin, thank you very much for joining us. The odds were against us. Frontwards hat, Drew, this morning. How are you and what do you have going on at Wager Talk?
Megan, I'm doing good. Happy Saturday to you. And I love Vegas D-Gen. Shout out to him in the chat box, putting up some odds. Front facing hat, backwards hat. Even some guys throwing out, maybe sprinkle a little bit on huge money line, no hat. I'll tell you this, before noon Eastern on a Saturday, don't waste your money on the no hat one. That's the way I would go, Megan. But overall, I needed a sport. You know, what I feel like is the best uniform in sports. And it sounds like they're going to be wearing it on Fridays, talking about the fish on the diamond. So I'm excited about opening day starting on Thursday. And of course, we got the MLB betting show right here on Wager Talk YouTube. So it's an exciting time overall with March Madness going on, Megan.
There's so much going on. If you're a sports fan right now, I don't know how you couldn't be more excited than this. Before we get into a game you're breaking down, Drew, you have a 5% play up for the Elite Eight. You're winning 71% this week. Where can people find you?
Yeah, wagertalk.com, experts page, Drew Martin. And yeah, got the 5% up for tonight, guys. And what, we got a special coupon code as well, Elite10. ELITE 10 at checkout, takes $10 off. So yeah, got that slated to go tonight. Excited about it, Megan.
Let's get into some March Madness. FAU, apparently, according to the chat, maybe a top five team. I'm going top 20. FAU versus the 3-seed Kansas State, tip off at 6:05 Eastern. Kansas State, about a 1.5-point favorite. This has been flipping a little bit. You can get it at 2 on some books. Total's at 143.5. FAU's showed us that they are undervalued. The biggest thing for them is going to be Kansas State's top player, Noel. He is a March Madness legend, 19 assists against the win versus Michigan State. How's his ankle, though? 90% is what they say. That's the one thing that makes this game a little bit difficult to handicap. How are you leaning in this one?
It absolutely does. I mean, he's such a big part of their offense for the Wildcats. I mean, in the Big 12 conference, which in my opinion was probably the best conference in college basketball, when you watch Kansas State and when they excelled, you know, it was him driving to the basket, him creating for open shots for other guys on the team. And with him not being 100%, or at least projected not to be 100%, I do downgrade Kansas State a little bit. And they're going up against FAU here, Megan. You know, Brian Power touched on it a little bit in terms of Conference USA, guys. I don't think enough people are realizing that this is the most underrated conference in college basketball. When you look at the postseason right now, which a lot of times postseason other teams, what they're doing, in my opinion, in my handicapping, by my numbers, it's not fully accounted for in the betting markets. And sure enough, in the NIT, half the teams in Las Vegas for the Final Four are from Conference USA, UAB and North Texas, both really good teams. And then when you look at the only other postseason tournament in college basketball, the CBI in Daytona Beach, the Charlotte 49ers from Conference USA, they won that tournament. So in terms of a conference being underrated in postseason, I've never really seen anything like this from one conference dominating the postseason. And now we have FAU in the Elite Eight, one win away from punching a ticket into the Final Four. This team has the best record straight up in the sport. Out of 360-plus teams, it's FAU with the best record and one of the best against the spread records. I mean, they're 24-11 against the spread, Megan. They're 7-3 their last 10. This team is still being underrated in the betting markets. I like FAU plus the 2. Sprinkle some on the money line because I think the Owls, they're punching their ticket into the Final Four, Megan.
And A1 Steph gives another reason to believe this. Do you worry about the legs for KSU, the tired legs, that is, after a big overtime game? This was the only overtime game we've seen in the tournament against Michigan State out in Madison Square Garden. I worry about it.
Sure, sure. It's a worry. And I'll start off by saying sometimes, you know, in college, I think just in college athletics overall, we got to remember, you know, 19-23, I could go out all night, get up the next morning and you know, play in a big pickup game of basketball and feel fine. These guys are top athletes. They're getting out there. I don't downgrade them a huge amount for it, but I don't think it's a plus by any means. Keep in mind, this is the short turnaround. You know, this isn't the, you know, you played on Sunday and you're not playing till Friday. This is one day off and you're back at it, same location. So, yeah, it's definitely not a plus for Kansas State. I'll tell you that much.
I've gotten into my own issues with Kelly when we were looking at the Big 12 football conference championship. But now, Drew, you're going to get some hate. Saul says if Drew picks FAU, Kelly is going to hurt him. Kelly is a Kansas State grad. I'm sorry, Kel. FAU might have it here.
Yeah, sorry all about that one. You know, Megan, sometimes it's like you meet people in the business and it's like, oh, you can't go against my team. And then you forget about whose team is who. And it's just tough to kind of follow. Now, granted, KIV makes Kansas State very known. And it just is what it is. You know, friends are friends, but sometimes you got to protect your bankroll here. And hey, the numbers pointing towards FAU. So when that happens, guns hot. Let's go, Owls.
I know. Kelly's been great, though, on Twitter. If you're watching, Kel, I appreciate all of the reverse psychology that she's doing. She'll claim the game's over and be like, it's done, it's it. And then they end up winning. So Kansas State's in for a tough one against FAU. Let's continue on into the YouTube live chat. Neil says, hi, Drew. Do you like UConn versus Gonzaga over 153.5 as the total tonight?
It's an interesting one here, Megan. Of course, we've seen the trend in the tournament go towards the under. And it's been a couple years now where that's been the trend. But with Gonzaga, I guess I'll take the other side. I know Brian was talking about Gonzaga, their defense maybe being underrated. I don't know. There's been some high-scoring games with the Zags. We know UConn and their offense top-notch here. It'll be interesting to see. This isn't a total that I fired away on, Megan, so I don't want to, you know, kind of lead people one way or the other. But we also, it's interesting to note here, we've seen these teams start fouling pretty early on. That San Diego State-Alabama game just last night, that was a dead nuts under pretty much the whole game. Defense was at the forefront, really, for both teams. Of course, San Diego State, the Aztecs, getting the nice upset victory there. But Megan, I don't know if you saw it, like towards the end, Alabama started fouling with like 90 seconds left, and I'm holding an under ticket. That gets real risky, you know, towards the end, just because not a lot of time runs off the clock, and we're seeing these teams foul pretty early on. So keep that in mind when you're betting unders. We're starting to flirt with mid 150s here. I don't know if I can go over an Elite Eight matchup like that. I lean under, but likely not something that I get down on, Megan.
Oh, that Alabama game, when you foul with 45 seconds left, down 2 points, bets or no bets, it was a terrible mistake and not good for those who were cashing a ticket on the over. But Drew, I want to switch gears a little bit. Tons going on in March Madness, but you mentioned at the beginning of the show, MLB, it's heating up, and you host First Pitch over at Wager Talk. Explain to the audience what we can get excited for as the MLB season gets ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. Really excited for this baseball season. First of all, the World Baseball Classic, you know, kind of as the appetizer for the MLB opening day. That was an awesome little tournament they put together. And in terms of, you know, baseball betting shows, guys, we're trying to make this, and I think we will, the best baseball betting show out there. So Wager Talk YouTube channel, it's going to be going at 2:00 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. We actually might start a half hour early because of the college basketball show. But yeah, Chris Allen, James Bunting, Joe Ranieri, Robert behind the scenes, we're all putting it together. All the handicappers on Wager Talk, a lot on Sports Memo too. We're going to be going every day, breaking down the games, giving you good pitching matchups, the best trends out there, and good analysis on these games. So guys, set it up on Wager Talk and come join us in the live chat as well. Going to be going each and every day. Baseball season starting this week. Nothing like opening day.
First Pitch over at Wager Talk TV. Drew Martin also has a 5% play up for the Elite Eight today. He's winning 71% this week overall. Drew, we appreciate you joining us here at Last Call, breaking down all the craziness that is March Madness. Have a great rest of your day and go cash some tickets today.
Absolutely, Megan. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
We continue to talk about March Madness. We will be breaking down NBA. We have UFC later, so make sure right now, if you're new, just joining, head over to the YouTube live chat. This is all about you guys, my questions, my notes, nothing. I'm asking the questions from you, so head over right now. Get your thoughts in, get your bets in, tell me what you're thinking. If you just want to vent it out, that your bracket's done, feel free. Jeff Michaels joining us next. He has been doing fantastic in college basketball. He's got a play up there on Wager Talk. Jeff, how are you, and what do you have at Wager Talk?
Yeah, you know, I can't complain. I'm excited to be here, and like Drew, I'm looking forward to some baseball coming up. You know, we had our Sports Memo MLB show last season. We've been doing a lot more now, combining the Sports Memo Wager Talk cappers, so looking forward to be talking some MLB with Drew coming up, but we obviously got some college basketball still going and only two games on the card for tonight. But I actually got a 2-for-1 pack over there at Sports Memo with both the college basketball games on it tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to talking a little tomorrow, actually.
Right? We got to talk some Sunday action. And my mistake, Jeff is over at sportsmemo.com. So anything that you want to find from him, head over to Sports Memo. He's got a college basketball play up for tonight. We're going to talk Sunday's game. Let's get into it. We've got Miami versus Texas. Miami with a huge upset against Houston. Tip off for that one Sunday, 5:05 Eastern, a little bit earlier. Texas is -3.5. The total's at 149.5. Miami seems to not be messed with after getting their feet going in March Madness. They've been flying. And Miami's experience, here's what I like about them. They're physical. They're tough. They don't turn the ball over. So if I had to lean here, Miami seems the right spot, but you are the expert. What are you leaning in this matchup?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Megan. When you guys go over and grab that play on my page, you guys can check it out too. We put up a 2-page full PDF of trends and angles on it, started for the Sweet 16, but it does still have some looks there that apply to the Elite 8 over sm.buzz/JMS. But a couple of those apply to this game, and I'm going to be talking about it. And part of the reason that I do like Miami here, I mean, Texas has shot 50% or better in now 4 consecutive games. The trend that we are looking at that you'll find on that page is back-to-back games shooting 50% or better. In the tournament, those teams are just 3-10 against the spread in the last 13 in the game to follow. And you want to talk about when a team does it 3 times in a row, those teams are just 1-7 against the spread in the last 8. So the fact that Texas has been able to continue to do this for now 4 straight games is something that doesn't look likely to continue, especially the way that this Miami team has been playing. And, you know, you guys kind of alluded to it earlier, but normally we're talking about by seeds, by rankings, and how those teams perform in the given rounds. Now we can take an entire different aspect at it. Teams off a win against a number one seed playing as an underdog have covered 6 out of the last 10 games, and there was a push in there. So they're 6-3-1 against the spread in the last 10. So now we're talking about not one, but 2 games tomorrow that you have these teams coming off of high momentum situations and upset wins. Not to mention Miami had a double digit win as an underdog against the number one seed. And the last thing I'll leave you with, interesting, probably more interesting than a reason to completely back Miami, but there's 6 seeds that we have left. We have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9 seeds left. Those 5 seeds since 2006 is the only seed that has a winning record in the Elite 8. They're just 3-2. It's only happened 5 times, but none of the other seeds have a winning record in the Elite 8 since 2006. So definitely something to think about.
Miami's got to make their shots. They're not going to be able to just play tough D against this Texas team, but good for Miami. They're one of the best at fast-breaking points. Hey, we got to pause this whole March Madness discussion to talk about a very important question Saul has. Since Dad has the pen, maybe Jeff Michaels can get a pencil. I'm repping your dad's pen. Are we going to get some sort of new branding deal for you, Jeff?
You know, I was thinking about, I always have to have my pen handy because it does do, you know, half the work for me. But I think I do have to get something with my own stuff on it, huh?
Jeff Michaels, the son of trends expert Ralph Michaels. But Jeff, you are on your own. A fantastic capper. And Vegas Dejan has a question. Jeff, do you think Creighton keeps rolling here? I think lots of people don't have them going far. So do you think San Diego State can slow them down?
You know, I'm looking at it. I think this, sorry, I'm hesitant because I think that this play is probably going to make my card tomorrow, to be honest. Haven't looked full dive into it. But I like San Diego State kind of for the same reason that I'm leading in with Miami. I think there's a lot of momentum coming out of that big win, taking down a number one seed, you know, let alone a number one seed that you thought could have won the tournament, obviously. And now you're playing, you know, against a Creighton team, and both of these teams kind of have the pressure off. They're both those lower seeds coming in to get these upset wins. But I think San Diego State's defense has just been so impressive to me that I think it's going to be hard for Creighton to surpass that. So I would be leaning San Diego State in this one, and check it out tomorrow. Like I said, I believe that that San Diego State will make the premium card. So if you guys want a little bit of a deeper in-depth write-up, you can check it out tomorrow too.
San Diego State right now, +1.5. You can get them at +106 on the money line. Los Pablos says, what database do you and your father use?
There's actually a couple different ones. The main one that we're going through is Killer Sports. There is one called Gimme the Dog that has its benefits for other aspects. I use that one mainly for baseball, to be honest. But Killer Sports is the most reliable, in my opinion. And actually, Megan, if you don't mind, I wanted to touch on, I thought it was interesting.
Oh, no, no, one go of the ahead. Comments,
one of the comments that you guys touched on earlier that that boosted 65 point every team scoring.
Yeah, the FanDuel.
It was very interesting that solely from a numbers aspect, you look at the two games today. The books are putting the totals at 144 and 153.5. With how close the lines are, just breaking down the numbers put Kansas State at 71.5 or 73, excuse me, and Florida Atlantic at 71.5. And that UConn Gonzaga looks like, based off the lines, is a 78-75 game. So I didn't have any knowledge of that play coming into this. But even Vegas's lines have all four teams going over 70, let alone going over 65. So just something to definitely think about, in my opinion.
FanDuel boosting the odds for all teams today over 65 points. I love a good boost, and I'm all about – it's kind of like they sell you a product. I'm going to be the first to jump on it. So I'm already going on FanDuel right now after this. M. Schaefer, great question there. Jeff Michaels, we appreciate you joining us here at Last Call, breaking down what is March Madness. You are rolling with Miami +4.5. The odds seem to be in your direction. We're seeing Miami now 3.5 on a lot of books. Thank you for joining us here at Last Call. Make sure to check Jeff out, sportsmemo.com. You've got a college basketball play up. Go cash some tickets. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that wraps up March Madness edition of the show. But do not leave us, because there is NBA, UFC, plenty of action around the association that we got to get into. So we're going to bring on Moneyline Matt to break this down. So head over right now to YouTube Live. Start switching your brain. Start thinking about NBA, because this is always when you can get some good value. Whenever there are different big events going on, maybe there's not as much impact on the NBA. So Moneyline Matt here to talk about it. Thank you very much for joining us here at Last Call, Matt. Great to see you. You've got a 7-day NBA pass at Sports Memo. What is that and where can we find it?
Yeah, 7-day NBA pass over at Sports Memo. That includes myself and everyone on the NBA Triple Double Show. That is a show hosted by myself and Ronald Cabang. We break down the NBA slate every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we give a best bet as well. So definitely some value there. You know, as the season closes down, you definitely want to target some specific teams, some specific matchups, and there are definitely some teams to be fading going forward. But that means there are a lot of opportunity as well. And for a Saturday, once again, I think we have a pretty good slate. You know, last time I was on the show, we gave the Chris Paul double-double. That absolutely smashed at +140. And then we also had Jason Tatum at 30+. So we swept the board last time, and let's keep it going. Let's do it once again. I'm ready to break everything down.
I'm excited about this matchup that you're looking at. Clippers versus Pelicans. My poor Pelicans. Are they going to be able to even make it into the play-in at this point? Two teams out in the West looking to make a push. Clippers set the fourth in the West right now. Tip off at 10:40 Eastern. This game's out in LA. Clippers -5. Total at 224.5. Matt, you're eyeing a player prop in this one. Where should we be betting?
Yeah, for this matchup in particular, I'm actually taking a look at Jonas Valanciunas, the center for the New Orleans Pelicans. And there's a couple reasons why I'm doing that. For one, when you take a look at the Los Angeles Clippers at this point in time, Paul George went down with a knee injury. It's looking like he's going to be out for an extended period of time, hopefully back for the playoffs. But for me, what that means is, again, when you look at this Clippers team, in the past, they would like to go with some small ball style lineups. And with Paul George out, I don't think you can do that anymore. I think you have no choice but to run Avicii Zubac for extended minutes, as well as Mason Plumlee coming off the bench. And what does that mean? That generally means that Jonas Valanciunas is going to have to be in that game because of the height with Avicii Zubac and with Mason Plumlee. And in addition to that, you might look at the past games for Jonas Valanciunas against the OKC Thunder, and the Thunder don't have a true center, and that's why you saw a variation in his minutes, why he got a lower output in those matchups. Now he's going against big bodies, and that's generally when you want to target Jonas Valanciunas. And this is a game with a -5 spread, a 224.5 point total. And, you know, again, we've talked about this in the past. When it's a lower total, like somewhere outside of the 230s and everything, you tend to get more rebound opportunities on top of that. And right now with this Pelicans team, to your point, Megan, they are fighting for a playoff spot. They are the 9th seed right now. And the Western Conference is really bundled up. So one game, one win or one loss can really separate you from a lot of those teams throughout that conference. And with this Pelicans team right now, they're relying on three guys, maybe four, but it's Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, and Trey Murphy. And in this spot, I really do like the look of Jonas Valanciunas once again because of that matchup with Avicii Zubac. Avicii Zubac is more of an offensive-minded center. You know, he's one of those guys who he likes to focus on the offensive end, trying to get putbacks, getting in his post-up, things like that. And on the defensive end, he really doesn't do all that much. And Jonas Valanciunas is one of the bigger centers throughout the league. He's someone who's very good at backing people down. And if you catch him on the right night, the guy can even make a three-point shot. He can get his mid-range game going a little bit. And over his last four games, he has had 30-plus in three out of the four. The other one, he had 28. And on the season, this Clippers team is giving up 25 points per game to the center position, which is 9th worst throughout the NBA, while also giving up 15 rebounds per game, which is 13th worst. So, again, I think Jonas Valanciunas is going to own a lot of those minutes. They have Jackson Hayes, who will run that backup four, backup five. And I know a lot of people might be a little nervous because Joe Val can get in foul trouble. He's definitely one of those guys who can be very frustrating like that. But once again, going against Avicii Zubac, going against Mason Plumlee, I don't think that's going to happen. So I really do like the look of Joe Val over 27.5 points plus rebounds tonight.
Matt, let's talk about another game. Top team in the West versus top team in the East. Rebecca42 says, Matt, what do you think about Bucks first quarter against the Denver Nuggets? You can get that at even money right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great bet. I haven't taken a look at that total, but this is going to be a spot where, you know, these are two heavyweights facing off, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets, the Western number one and the Eastern number one. So, again, I think this is a great matchup and a matchup that you can definitely focus on in terms of player props if you want to make a same game parlay or anything along those lines, because you're going to have a close spread. You're going to have a total that should go up a little bit. And, you know, one build around player that I always love using is Nikola Jokic. And the times that I target Nikola Jokic and his triple doubles are actually when he's going against bigger bodies, which is like Brook Lopez, which is like a Giannis Antetokounmpo. So basically what I mean by that too is because he gets up in his post-up, and when you have someone like Brook, when you have someone like Giannis, you can't back them down as easy. So he's going to dish out to the corners, the cutters, things like that. When you have guys like Jamal Murray, very good from the outside, Michael Porter Jr., it depends on the night, but he's definitely a spark plug. If he makes his first shot, he can be in for a big night. And then even someone like Aaron Gordon and KCP. So these two teams are definitely offensive powerhouses. I definitely think as well that with someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Nuggets don't match up very well against him. You know, they're going to have Aaron Gordon on him or Michael Porter Jr. And both guys I could very much see struggling. So it could be one of those matchups where you see a nice early and often Giannis Antetokounmpo getting after the basket, getting his teammates involved, things of that nature. So I definitely could see this game starting off fast, scoring early and often. But I haven't taken a look at that first quarter total. But I do think that would be a nice look.
First quarter total for Bucks Nuggets, 57.5, potentially eyeing the over there. Luke says, under in Nets Heat, The total for that one's at 222 on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, that's definitely a team that the Heat are just a team in general that I like to take their unders. I believe this is off the top of my head, but I believe they're holding opponents to 108 points per game at home this season. So again, you know, that's definitely trends to the under. They have guys who can match up well against Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, Spencer Dinwiddie. And, you know, the guy that you really do have to focus on here is Mikal Bridges. And I'm sure that Jimmy Butler will get that assignment in this matchup. And we all know what Jimmy Butler can do. And, you know, I'm incredibly impressed with how Mikal Bridges has been playing. He's making very tough shots. He's playing very confident on top of that. But this Nets team just does seem to struggle. They can't close out games very well. Someone like Bam Adebayo matching up against Nicholas Claxton, that's a really tough matchup for Nicholas Claxton. I think he could hold him down as well. So, yeah, just in general, this is a Heat team that I really do like taking their unders more often than not when they are at home. And this is a Nets team as well that has been pretty inconsistent as of late. You know, unfortunately, I had Nets money line against the Cavaliers the other night and saw them squander an 8-point lead to lose that game in the final seconds. And I just think that's who they are right now, and they're not going to have enough time to truly come together and make a nice run or anything along those lines. So I would 100% be with that under there. The Heat are a team that I tend to side with that under more often than not. And on top of that, I think the Heat match up very well against this Nets team and could make things tough for them.
Neil has another question in the chat. Hi, Matt. The Sixers usually bounce back after a loss, even though tonight is the second night of a back-to-back. Do you like Sixers -2 versus the Suns? Sixers coming off a loss to the Warriors.
Yep. And what's up, Neil? And just want to say happy Saturday to everyone, as always. But this is one of those matchups, actually, where I'm looking at this line right now, and it's a little interesting because the Suns, to me, should not be favored in this game. So it might tell me that Joel Embiid could sit out in this matchup. Joel Embiid was a game-time decision yesterday going into that Warriors game, and he got full run. He absolutely went off. I think he had 46 points, and I'm not sure about James Harden either. But for me, you know, it's a spot where it's very tough to back the Suns. I'm not going to lie. But this Suns team now has lost 6 out of 7, maybe something along those lines. And I do understand that they have definitely traded away some of their depth due to Kevin Durant going down. You know, so now they don't have that, and they traded away that depth to the Nets, is what I'm saying. But this is just one of those spots. I think I'm backing the Suns. I'm going to be honest. You know, I think it's a spot where Devin Booker gets it going, Chris Paul gets it going, maybe even someone like Josh Okogie. And I very much understand it's tough to put your faith in a center like Jock Landale or Bismack Biyombo. And if, in fact, Joel Embiid is declared in, I might change my mind. But I actually don't think he's going to play. I think this line is somewhat telling me that Joel Embiid is going to sit out in this matchup. And don't get me wrong, I love Tyrese Maxey. I think he's a young superstar in the making. I think he could have a good game. But if, in fact, Joel Embiid sits and potentially James Harden as well, then I would go with the Suns, I believe. And, you know, one last thing is this Sixers team has been playing so good. And now that they're on a back-to-back, I understand they're coming off a loss, but I don't think there's going to be that urgency there like that of the Phoenix Suns. This Phoenix Suns team desperately needs a win. That's still playoff positioning going on, things of that nature. So I would actually be backing the Suns there, and I'm very much considering that, making that an official play for me.
Well, Neil, getting out the official plays out of Moneyline, Matt, we appreciate it. Hey, let's talk UFC real quick before we let you go. Any quick leans on the slate for tonight?
Yeah, guys, real quick, I want to talk about the main event with Chito Vera and Corey Sandhagen. I think this is going to be an awesome fight. I am so excited for this. You know, Marlon Vera, one of my favorite fighters. Corey Sandhagen, one of my favorite fighters. But, you know, these guys are very different. You know, they're primarily strikers, but Corey Sandhagen, very busy, mixes up his kicks, punches, striking ability. And Chito tends to start a little slow. He tends to feel out his opponent, stuff like that. So for me, it is tough to go Chito here. I think, you know, some of the guys that he was fighting, you know, the Dominic Cruz fight, Dominic Cruz was actually landing some strikes, and then Chito got him out of there. And the same thing with a lot of Frankie Edgar, same thing with Frankie. And Corey definitely has had the higher skilled opponents at this point in time. But one thing that I found interesting, and this is something that FanDuel Sportsbook does specifically, is they will give you these two, both fighters in a parlay. And one thing that I really liked was Chito Vera, KO, TKO, or Corey Sandhagen points. And it's a little juicy. It's minus 170. But if there are two outcomes of victory, you know, Corey Sandhagen is the points, is the path there for Corey Sandhagen points is the path there in my eyes, just because he's the busier fighter. He's more active on his feet. He's going to pressure, things of that nature. And then, as we know, Cheeto is really good at that home run shot, that front kick getting you right on the chin. He's so diverse with his kicking and punching. And here's the thing, though. Corey Sandhagen has never been knocked out, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. You know, that is something that is common in the UFC. Everyone gets knocked out at some point. These guys are so powerful, so precise. So for me, I think that's a really good look right there. Cheeto KO, TKO, or Sandhagen points minus 170. And one last thing, co-main event, Holly Holm. She's 41. She's 41. And she's had a two-year layoff, and she is minus 225. That is way too juicy for me. I am not going near that one. I don't care who she's fighting. When they are 40-plus, it's generally a fade for me. So I'm just saying, be weary about that one.
Moneyline, Matt, breaking down UFC, NBA, the expert of all. We appreciate you joining us here at Wager Talk's Last Call. You can find Matt over at sportsmemo.com. He has a seven-day NBA pass, so make sure to check that out. Cash some tickets tonight, Matt. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good one, everyone.
And before we wrap up our episode of Wager Talk's Last Call, Los Pablo, Megan, give my best bet out, which is Pelicans plus five. Clippers are 1-5 against the spread in their last six games, playing on one day's of rest. The Pelicans 39-17 against the spread in the last 56 meetings. Los Pablos, this is music to my ears as I'm looking for the Pelicans to make a push to the playoffs. They're currently ninth in the West. Let's get them moving up. Thank you very much for joining us here at Wager Talk's Last Call. Let the madness continue as the teams fight for a spot in the Final Four. We're here to break it all down. Wager Talk's Last Call here, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll see you here next time. Thank you for joining.